local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're doing it live. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local, and we are dependable. Austin and Jake here in the studio with you. Jake Walker, my friend, how are you, sir?
I am great, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. Yeah. All righty. So WEAR, they've been, I've mentioned, you know, sometimes, man, they're total wild cards. We love them, but, man, they're wild cards. Sometimes they'll...
They'll please explain.
They'll send us they'll you know tee us up when it's 4:07. They'll tee us up when it's 4:12. Today it's an example of the latter. So it's 4:12. We'll get right into our top three stories here, right on schedule. Starting with Tim Walz. There's going to be a lot about him today. He's in Pennsylvania for his first rally with VP Kamala Harris as her running mate. Of course, Harris reportedly told the Minnesota governor the news during a video call this morning. And on X, Walz said that it's an honor of a lifetime to join Harris and her campaign for the White House. Harris and Walz will hit more battleground states this week.
The Trump campaign is attacking Governor Walz. Can you believe it? The campaign's press secretary called Walz a West Coast wannabe who is a dangerously liberal extremist. Republicans this morning wasted no time in branding the Democratic ticket the most liberal ticket in American history. Walz is a former educator and congressman who served in the Army National Guard.
Yeah, when we get to our national headlines, we're going to be hearing a lot about just some of the reactions on both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat.
Surprising pick.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I'm sure we'll give our own thoughts because, yes, it absolutely was a surprising pick. Yep. And the three Americans who were part of a prisoner swap with Russia are headed back to their homes. Retired Marine Paul Whelan and journalists Evan Gerskovich and Alsu Kermasheva have been released from a military hospital in San Antonio. That's where they were treated for the psychological impacts of being locked up. Whelan, who worked as a security consultant, had been in a Russian prison since 2018. Let's see. Our top local headline here. Pensacola's 2025 fiscal budget has been drafted, and it amounts to about $317.3 million. According to a city press release, there will be no millage rate increase. City officials said in the release that the general fund is expected to see $5.9 million in revenue growth. $1.7 million of the fund balance will be appropriated, leaving $14.399 million in council reserves. A pair of public hearings will happen sometime in August to discuss the budget. The Pensacola City Council will hold an 8:30 a.m. workshop session on Monday, August 12th in Hagler Mason Conference Room. It's located on the second floor of City Hall.
The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office deployed its disaster response team to Lafayette County yesterday afternoon to assist with Hurricane Debbie's aftermath. Sheriff Bob Johnson actually filled us in earlier on what exactly they're sending down there.
They bring chainsaws, heavy equipment, backhoes, everything. And then we start, as soon as they get there, they set up their camp and set up the generators. And then they go out and immediately start helping everybody clear roads and try to get them back to some semblance of normality.
Lafayette County Sheriff Brian Lamb actually personally requested help from our own Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson and Santa Rosa County deputies because of how well they helped out in the last storm.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, that's one. I'm sure we sound biased when we say it, but it is true. We are very reliable when it comes to helping our neighbors in this state. So I'm glad that we can. I'm glad that we can help with that. Well, this state and this local region. Mm-hmm. Anyway, 4:15 here. Before we continue with our local headlines, we'll get our first quick check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update. Excuse me. My goodness. White Sands Electric. That's the sponsor for this traffic and weather update, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. They have free estimates available. You can learn more about them at whitesandselectric.com. Again, that is whitesandselectric.com. And if they're really lucky, they'll have somebody else reading the sponsor next time they're promoted, so it'll be read better. All righty, looking at the roads here. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, we do have some backups there pushing you back onto the ramp that connects to I-110 North. And also on I-10, if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29, got some backups over there as well. well on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 29 and Highway 29 itself if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. We've got backups in all these areas here. Also have some in Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That's just in Pensacola. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Maybe some minor congestion on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. And Caroline Street, that's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Jake, how's the weather?
All right, we're sitting at 97 degrees, feels like 101 in Pensacola, 94 in Gulf Breeze, 98 in Milton. Wow, it got hot in Milton today.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one this week. No showers. Looking at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar, not seeing any precipitation in the area. Humidity is okay. It's about half. And looking through the week, we're going to have a hot one tomorrow, 98 for a high there. So definitely check on your pets, your elderly population, and your neighbors.
Oh, absolutely. And carrying on with our local headlines here, an Escambia County deputy was fired after being arrested Saturday night. 40-year-old Christopher Turney was booked into Escambia County Jail on charges of child cruelty, child neglect, and contributing to delinquency of a minor. That was by a parent failing to require school attendance. He was released from jail Sunday afternoon on $17,000 bond, and no further details were released about the case.
Well, several more dilapidated boats have been removed from Bayou Chico in West Pensacola as part of an ongoing effort to clean up the waterway. Escambia County's Marine Resources Division recently removed three derelict vessels, from the bayou with the help of state funds provided for the removal from Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. They spent just under $7,000 to remove a sunken, unnamed 29-foot Blue Columbia sailboat. It costs about $10,000 to remove a 36-foot Trojan cabin motorboat called Shark, which was listing and loaded with an array of junk, and it costs more than almost $9,500 to remove an unnamed 33-foot cabin motorboat also sinking in the bayou. So what's happening with all these boats? Now that the vessels are gone, there are currently no derelict vessels in Bayou Chico, as defined by state and county statutes. So that's good. However, county staff say that they're starting the process to have two new boats declared sunk and half sunk. How can you be half sunk? And then they're monitoring 10 additional vessels that appear to be at risk of becoming derelict due to declining condition or lack of current registration. So, yeah, it's kind of like a highway with a bunch of just broken down vehicles on the side. That's kind of what our waterway is turning into there.
Honestly, I mean, yeah, that was verbally a very loaded story there. So that was actually a great way to put it. Yeah, a great way to kind of illustrate what we're dealing with there. About a week from now, students in Northwest Florida will be back in the classroom, those poor children. According to the National Retail Federation, I hated school as a kid, each household with K-12 students spend $875 on school supplies, despite some families need to be frugal, with one mother telling WEAR News that she aims to spend only $60 to $80. The recent Stuff the Bus campaigns, of course, in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties all go towards getting students the necessary supplies that they need for the year, collecting pounds of donations. So if you do need help, you can reach out to your child's school to see what is available.
The private beach, public beach conflict continues on Perdido Key. The PNJ reports that six condo associations on Perdido Key are involved in a lawsuit against Escambia County that is asking the court to determine if a 75-foot public easement on the beach in front of their property is in fact valid. Escambia County implemented the 75-foot public easement last year after the original deeds were discovered. The wording on the deed actually indicates that the U.S. government intended for those portions of Perdido Key beaches to remain open to the public, but prior to the discovery of these deeds, the public was barred from what some owners considered their private beach property. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, who represents Perdido Key, is determined to fight to keep the Gulf Front easement open to the public. He said the private property owners are benefiting from the recent addition of lifeguards on Perdido Key and other amenities as a result of public tax dollars.
All right, man. Quite a loaded local slate
there. I got
there.
The two. Yeah, I'm going to take the opposite ones next time. You're going to get those two long stories. Wow.
Yeah, those stories. Yeah, those.
I almost had to take a drink in the middle there.
Yeah, those are pretty hefty. All right. Yeah, Jake was just reading a book to us. 4:20 here. We'll take a much-needed break.
Best of times. It was the worst of times.
Yeah, there you go. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got state and national news. I don't think any of the stories are that hefty. So, but yeah, I will more than gladly take those in hours two and three. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
People ask me almost every day, why are you doing this? This is Steve Stroberger. The answer is, it's time for a change. Our county commissioners are making decisions that benefit themselves, not the citizens of this county. Change, that would mean meetings open for voters' input. Decisions not predetermined by the commission before the vote. Yes, we need change. I'm Steve Stroberger. Now I would be honored to serve you, and I humbly ask for your vote.
Paid political advertisement by Steve Stroberger, Republican for County Commissioner, District 1.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Great Southern Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, Atlas Beverage Class, Atlas Oyster House Brother Fox Collaboration Dinner, cooking classes at Jackson's, and 75-cent Oyster Night at Atlas, tomorrow at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
More cowbell.
yeah. The cowbell, it's actually, golly, do you have one in there?
It's the studio timer that we use to time out segments when we're reading them and stuff. You hit it with a Bic pen, it
sounds a lot like a cowbell.
It does, man. Cool, very cool track, man.
All righty. Let's see. 4:25 here. We got to get a check of the roads and weather because, my goodness, as I said, loaded local slate earlier. All right, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. It's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. All right, looking at the roads here, we do have an accident report on Highway 90 if you are traveling westbound towards Spencerfield Road. There are some backups in that area. And while we're talking about Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we got some backups there as well. Outside of that, it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing through Oriole Beach and approaching the Tiger Point area, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through the Windhaven Beach area. Jake, how's the weather?
Well, it's a hot one, 97 degrees right now, zero precipitation. Looking at the 92.3 ThreatNet radar, not seeing any showers in the area, nothing close to us. 96 for a high today was scheduled, but now we're already at 97, so we broke that. 79 is what they're thinking the low is going to be. Tomorrow, they've updated it to 100 degrees for a high. 79 will be our low, and pretty much the same leading out through the rest of the week, high 90s, dipping a little bit lower starting next week. Humidity is about 42%, winds out of the northwest about 10 miles per hour. Should be a very muggy evening.
All righty. Good. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
427 here, getting into some state headlines. Of course, Debbie dominating the Floridian headlines still. Damage assessment and cleanup is underway across Tampa Bay after the storm, which passed by as a tropical storm, of course, but it made landfall in Taylor County as a Category 1 hurricane. In Sarasota County, about 500 people had to be rescued from their homes. In Manatee County, more than 200 people were taken to higher ground on Monday, and plans are underway now for a strategic release of water from Lake Manatee to mitigate the impact of the rainfall and to ensure that the Manatee Dam remains in good condition.
More than 100,000 customers remain without power in Florida following the passage of Debbie on Monday. Most of the customers who lost power were in the Big Bend region of North Central Florida, where Debbie made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane. Speaking this morning in Steinhatchee, in Taylor County, Governor Ron DeSantis said nearly 600,000 customers have been restored. DeSantis noted that 17,000 linemen were deployed to deal with the outages, and national and state guard troops are also on the ground to help areas impacted by the storm.
And speaking of Ron DeSantis, he's ripping into Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick, one of multiple that has. DeSantis called Minnesota Governor Tim Walz a leftist who let the Black Lives Matter riots destroy one of his cities in 2020. He says that we do not need an America representing the failed policies of San Francisco and Minneapolis. And we got another loaded story from Jake here.
Yeah, this one isn't too bad, actually, compared to the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
There are new details in a deadly ambush that killed a Lake County deputy. The sheriff's office says more than 20 guns, conspiracy theory related literature, and gas masks were found inside the Eustis home where the incident took place last Friday night. Authorities say 48-year-old Julie Sulpizio lured deputies to her property while her husband and two adult daughters waited with firearms pointed at the door.
Oh my goodness.
This is like a movie. The family members, who were later found dead with self-inflicted gunshot wounds, are accused of killing Deputy Bradley Link and injuring two others. Investigators believe Sulpizio was initially trying to kill her neighbors. She was due in court for her first appearance for a dozen charges, including murder, earlier this morning. Wow, that's... We're probably going to see more about this story. That's probably going to be like a 2020 or a Dateline, something like that. Wow, there's a lot to that there.
Yeah, the setup for that, very disturbing.
Yeah.
And a Flagler County teenager is facing up to 3 decades in prison after a teacher's aide was attacked at a school last year. Brendan Deepa is expected to receive his sentencing today after pleading no contest in connection to the incident at Matanzas High School in Palm Coast back in February of 2023 when he was 17 years old. The teen's attorneys claim that he is autistic and acted out after the employee took his Nintendo Switch. I believe there was viral footage of this online. I think I saw it. The victim explained in a previous court hearing how the attack left her with hearing loss, vision impairment, and broken ribs.
Man.
So, yeah, quite a violent situation there. 4:30, Fox News coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, national headlines and some sports news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Vice President and presumptive presidential nominee Kamala Harris holding a rally this hour with her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Fox's Brian Yenis is in Philadelphia as the two plan to tour together.
This event will kickstart a five-day tour of seven battleground states. Well, technically now six because they've had to cancel the stop in Savannah, Georgia due to Tropical Storm Debbie.
President Biden calling Walz a principled leader. Former President Trump has been critical of the newly named Harris-Walz ticket on his True Social account today. His running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, calling the vice president, calling for her to make herself more available to reporters.
She's taking a basement strategy of running from reporters instead of getting in front of them, answering tough questions about her record.
Vance also holding a rally in Philadelphia today. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. It was a bounce-back day on Wall Street today as stocks rebounded from two rocky sessions. The Dow gained 294 points, while the S&P 500 went up by 53, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 166 points, good for more than 1% growth. Yum! Brands is reporting a mixed quarter as both Pizza Hut and KFC are reporting declining same-store sales, but Taco Bell saw a 5% increase. Yum! Reporting second quarter net income of $367 million, that's down from $418 million a year earlier. Five secretaries of state are urging Elon Musk to fix an AI chat on X that is spreading election misinformation. The top election officials and more are telling Musk that X's AI chatbot Grok produced false content that reached millions of people. U.S. oil futures September around $6 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Elb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, a convenience store for metal. Find the store at metalsupermarkets.com. Dan Quinn revealed the worst-kept secret ever, that Jaden Daniels will start the Commanders' first preseason game on Saturday. Anyone with a brain following this knows that as long as Daniels is healthy come September 8th, he'll start the Commanders' first regular season game as well. Daniels is ready to roll while having two solid running backs and a number one wide receiver, and not having him be QB1 from the jump would have been a waste of everyone's time. I'm Zach Elb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Even I got to admit, we've had a pretty good streak of bumper songs here. Alrighty, just past 4:35, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, Beverly Parkway is just about the only road we don't have issues on. Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we got some issues there. Also have some on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane, and some if you're traveling westbound, approaching Chemukla Highway. So there's a lot going on Highway 90 alone. As for I-10, we had some issues there if you were traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and those have worsened. You are going to be backed up on to I-110 north at this time. And on Mobile Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue, we got some backups over there as well. And on Blue Angel Parkway, if you're traveling northbound towards U.S. Highway 98. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. Jake, how's the weather?
97 degrees, precipitation zero. Looking at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar, not seeing any showers in the area. Pretty much the rest of the week and on into next week, we will not have any showers to speak of. Tomorrow, though, 100 degrees for a high, 79 for a low. So definitely check on our elderly population. Remember your pets. Give them plenty of good, cool water to drink. The UV index is moderate. Like I said, precipitation zero. Humidity 42%. We're going to have a low of 79 tonight, so it's going to be a little bit warm. And enjoy your evening. It's going to be great.
Yeah, enjoy your evening best you can, looking ahead to that weather. Yeah. All righty, some national headlines here. A Pakistani national with reported ties to Iran was taken into custody last month on charges of plotting to assassinate former President Trump. That's according to ABC News. Asif Merchant flew from Pakistan to the U.S. after spending time in Iran to recruit hitmen to carry out the assassination attempt on Trump and attacks on other public officials. He contacted a confidential informant that was working with the FBI and was subsequently arrested. He's charged with murder for hire. Mm.
His name, Asif, or Asif, A-S-I-F, it's like, as if.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance thinks Vice President Kamala Harris picked her running mate to appease what he calls the anti-Semitic wing of the Democratic Party, claiming Harris passed on Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro because of the Jewish moderates' support for Israel. Donald Trump's own VP pick went on to say that he called Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota to congratulate him on getting the VP nod. Vance said he left a voicemail telling Walz to enjoy the ride, but has not yet heard back from the new Democratic VP pick. He's getting ghosted.
Yeah, I will say that is a popular theory that she kind of branched away from the whole Josh Shapiro hype because of the whole Israel-Hamas thing. But man, I'm telling you, it's a weird move because first of all, one of the biggest knocks on Kamala Harris is just how far left she is. Tim Walz is pretty far left himself. So you're not really bringing in the idea of open-mindedness with a pick like that. Not only that, but you pick this dude over the Pennsylvania governor right before you do a rally in Pennsylvania, which is a huge swing state. I can't imagine that that's going to be universally well-received. So that's just, that's really odd. But former President Obama, he seems like he's completely on board. He's praising Kamala Harris's decision to choose Walz. In a statement, he said that Walz's signature is his ability to talk like a human being and treat everyone with decency and respect. Former president highlighted Walz's career as a teacher, congressman, and commander sergeant major in the National Guard. Tim Walz is 60 years old. He served in the House for 12 years before he was elected governor of Minnesota in 2018 and was reelected in 2022.
Okay, so Obama said that his signature, like his...
his shtick.
The essence of his social being is his ability to talk like a human.
That's the bar.
And to treat everybody with decency and respect. So, like, kind of, you know, everybody's, like, foot on the ground everyday goal, pretty much.
Yeah, he's not a terrible person.
Sound
I would
like a
to
human
hope
being
not.
And treat people with decency and respect. Well, okay, you know, that's a good, well, at least he's got that. California Governor Gavin Newsom is reacting to Vice President Kamala Harris's pick. Newsom posted to his X account that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is about doing the right thing. Whether it's free school meals or standing up against gun violence, he's never been intimidated. He's about honor and decency and is exactly the right pick in a campaign about daylight versus darkness. Newsom continued to add that Walz has been an incredible partner as a governor and will make an incredible vice president.
That's another questionable endorsement, I'd say, because Newsom is another one that when he was being kind of tossed around as like, could this guy replace Biden? When his name was in that discussion, people talked about how far left he is and stuff and some of the issues in his state that are tied to him, which, of course, we touched on the BLM stuff earlier. It's like Walz, his resume isn't crystal clear when it comes to his resume in Minnesota. So very questionable, but we'll see how it turns out. Former President Trump says that he will take part in an interview with Elon Musk on his Truth Social platform. Trump said the interview will take place Monday night. I'm assuming that means next Monday night. Mm-hmm. He added that more details will be announced later, and the billionaire owner of X has voiced his support for Trump. So that's probably paved the way for the interview there.
Definitely, yeah. At least five homes have been destroyed by the Edge Hill Fire in Southern California. The fire broke out a little before 3 p.m. local time on Monday and has burned over 20 acres in San Bernardino. Evacuations were ordered as hundreds of firefighters were in the area to try to slow down the blaze. The town was seeing a temperature of 107 degrees when the fire broke out.
My goodness. Oof. Nine staff members of the UN have been fired after revelations that they may have been involved in Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. This is according to the findings of a UN investigation of the Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees. No details have been released about what the nine men may have done.
Oof. Okay. Louisiana's top officials are going to bat for the state's new law requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms. At a news conference on Monday, Attorney General Liz Merle, or Merrill, said she's asking a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit by the ACLU, which she says was filed prematurely. Republican Governor Jeff Landry joined her in saying they're ready to defend the Ten Commandments law in federal court if it becomes necessary.
Yeah, that was something that I remember us covering a little while back, and it's like, yeah, I mean, everyone and their mother knew that that was going to be a controversial move. All righty, getting into some sports very quickly here. We'll start things off with a medal count.
Medal update.
Yeah, the U.S. is number one, and that's not just my opinion. That's numerically the fact right now. 86 total medals. Second place is China with 59. So America, I mean, as we've been talking about total medal count, they've just run away with that. However, they were in a tight competition with China for gold. They currently have 24 to China's 22. So we are in first place with gold medals now, but only by a couple, though. So we'll see how that turns out. But yeah, so right now America has 86 total medals, 24 of which are gold. We are leading all nations in regards to both, followed by China with 59 and 22. All right. So, you know, good for us. I had nothing to do with it. But you know what? I'm going to wear that with a badge of honor. All righty. Let's see. Also sticking with some of the big hitters here before we get into traffic and weather. Simone Biles is now the most decorated American gymnast of all time, and once the Paris Olympics are over, she'll tour the U.S. The Gold Over America tour will visit more than 30 cities from September through November. Organizers say that Biles and other stars from Team USA will lead a gravity-defying show that will launch a tour in California on September 17th in Los Angeles.
That's what probably a lot of people don't really think about is, you know, what do these Olympians do besides training? What do they do on the off months when they're not actually competing in the Olympics and things like that? They're out there making money. You know, they're doing shows and they're organizing tours and things like that. So, you know, the toll it takes on their bodies, I'm sure, has got to be, I mean, they're just always jumping around and
no days off,
flipping and no days off. So in women's soccer, the U.S. women's soccer team will play for a gold medal tonight at the Paris Olympics. Is it tonight? I don't know why I said tonight. I just threw that in there. They defeated Germany 1-0 in the semifinals of the women's soccer tournament today. The match went to extra time with Sophia Smith breaking the scoreless tie in the 95th minute. That's a lot of minutes. The team will now face the winner of the Brazil-Spain semifinal match. The gold medal match will be played Saturday at 11 Eastern.
All right. Yeah, so once again, as I said, we got nothing to do with it, but I will, and I'm not even a soccer fan, but I'm rooting for you. All right, let's see. I meant to get into traffic and weather. Let's see. Looking here at the roads, we still have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. The intersection of Palafox Street itself and Burgess Road still looking very backed up at this point as well. Also, if you are traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards Burgess. Outside of that, it's going to be Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing by Windhaven Beach. And Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Jake, how's the weather?
97 degrees in Pensacola right now, a low of 79 projected. Tomorrow, 100 degrees for a high, 79 for a low. No precipitation, only 20% chances of rain starting on Friday going into next week. But looking at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar, not seeing any showers in our area. Winds out of northwest at about 10 miles per hour. And, you know, UV index is moderate. And just make sure you check on your neighbors, your pets, and any loved ones that might be in the elderly population, especially tomorrow, because it is going to be a hot one.
Oh, for sure. And I'll just kind of just very quickly hit some of these sports headlines, and then we'll get into health, business, and
I'll
science.
I'll let you do that.
In the NBA, Charles Barkley will be staying with TNT Sports. This news comes after TNT was not included in the new media rights deal announced by the league last month. In college football, Pitt Bull is buying the naming rights to FIU's football stadium. FIU's Board of Trustees voted to approve the five-year deal. The Miami-based university will be the first to have a college athletics building named after a musician. In the MLB, a new statue of Jackie Robinson is dedicated in Wichita, Kansas. Hundreds of people gathered at McAdams Park yesterday to dedicate the new bronze statue portraying the first black player in MLB history. And in tennis, a French restaurant pushing back on tennis star Serena Williams has claimed that it denied her and her children service even though it was empty. Williams posted on X that the Peninsula Paris would not let her dine at the rooftop bar, an accusation that upset her fans who took the restaurant to task in the comments. The restaurant on Monday said that the rooftop was fully booked and the empty tables Williams saw were reserved. So I'm sure we'll hear more about that, at least on social media. Alrighty, some health, business, and science notes here. Wall Street is closing with stocks higher. This comes after a major sell-off yesterday based around fears that a recession is coming for the U.S. economy. Japanese stocks helped boost Wall Street after the Nikkei 224 posted its best since 2008 on Tuesday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 294 points to 38,997. The S&P 500 rose by 53 points to 5240, and the NASDAQ gained 166 points to 16,366.
Well, artificial intelligence may play a big role in designing the venues for the 2028 Los Angeles Summer Olympics. Ola Phil Hewlett has got more on that.
San Francisco software company Autodesk is under contract to design the overlays for the existing venues, including the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. The software can generate complex 3D schematics in a matter of minutes. The technology will ultimately save money for an Olympics that will already cost several billion dollars less than Paris, since no new permanent structures need to be built. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Old Phil. Thanks, Phil.
And a federal judge is ruling that Google violated U.S. antitrust law in a landmark decision issued Monday. The judge says that the tech giant acted illegally to maintain an online search monopoly. The Department of Justice and a group of several states sued Google in 2020. They accused the company of paying companies such as Samsung and Apple billions of dollars each year to have their smartphones and web browsers automatically use their search engine. The ruling could lead to penalties such as forcing Google to change the way it operates or even sell parts of its business.
I prefer Google myself, honestly. Like when Bing or something pops up, I'm like, what is this?
You
what?
Use Bing to look up Google?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm sure that's probably their most, it's probably in their top 10 searches on Bing is Google.
Wow.
Take me to Google, please. All right. So Disney is hiking the prices on its streaming platforms, including Hulu and ESPN Plus. Great. I just signed up for them. Beginning October, the services will cost $1 to $2 more a month. Disney Plus Basic will cost $9.99 and Premium will cost $15.99 a month. Hulu with ads will be on par with Disney Plus Basic, and Hulu without ads will run for $18.99. ESPN Plus, which has ads, will cost $11.99. So, I don't know. Do the math on all that. That's confusing to me. It's just going to cost more.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get ESPN Plus because Wake Forest season opener is not televised. So, I am fixing to purchase a subscription to watch one game. It means that much to me. College football, that's just what I look forward to, man.
Yeah.
4:51, we'll take a quick break when we return. Some pop culture notes and some wacky stories and a good news story to wrap out. Wrap out? What? To round about hour one.
Wrap it out.
Yeah. To finish off number one, hour number one of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we have expanded our honors, advanced placement, and dual enrollment classes, started a middle school sports program, middle and high school orchestra program, girls beach volleyball program, and Santa Rosa is now a Space Florida Space Academy school district. Let's continue to expand the opportunities for our students. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Oh, that's not the right song. That's a different song. Very, very close. Very similar.
4:53 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, getting into some pop culture notes before our last quick check of the roads and weather. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, or biopic, however you
what?
Want to say it.
It's biopic, I
nah,
think.
Whatever.
I was gonna say this. I was going to immediately interject, but you even gave me the door, so I'm opening it. It's biopic, right? Because
I think it is biopic. That's why I went back to it, because I'm like, biopic.
It's a mixture of biography and picture,
right.
So biopic.
But
right?
But also biography. Biopic. You know what I'm saying? However, this morning I said Bermuda Triangle, and Andrew was like, it's Bermuda. I'm like, man, who cares? Whatever.
He would correct you.
Anyways, a Bob Dylan biopic is complete. It's called A Complete Unknown. It's hitting theaters on Christmas. The film starring Timothy Chalamet will release on December 25th, along with the remake of the horror film Nosferatu. A Complete Unknown will tell the life and times of Dylan and is set in the early 1960s. Chalamet is doing his own singing in the film.
Hmm. Lil Wayne's Book of Handwritten Rhymes will hit the auction block soon. According to TMZ, I always go to them for my news, the sought-after Book of Lyrics will be auctioned starting at $5 million after a legal battle over the book wrapped up earlier this year. A man found the notebook in an old car and tried to sell it in 2019 for $250,000, but the rapper blocked the sale. The man basically claimed finders keepers And the court took his side after the rapper failed to file any more legal papers.
Interesting.
Reminds me of the social studies homework that they found in the old car from the dude. And you ever watch Big Lebowski? No?
No, I didn't.
Okay, sorry.
Well, no, I mean, I'm familiar with the film, but yeah. I never watched
it. I'm 20 years your senior, so our movie selection is probably not going to line up.
That is true, yeah. I appreciate you just acknowledging that. I often get hate for my pop culture illiteracy.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Everyone's different.
Yeah.
4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. I'll keep it as quick as I can. There's a lot to dig into here. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we've got some backups there. Also have some on Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. And we have some on Palafox Street itself if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess and Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess. So that entire area is just a disaster. Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue and then continuing northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Got some backups over there. And on Blue Angel Parkway itself, traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And we had some backups on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that has seemingly cleared out. Jake, how's the weather?
97 degrees, no precipitation, humidity 43%. Winds out of the northwest at 10 miles per hour. We're going to have a low of 80 tonight. It's going to be pretty balmy. Tomorrow, though, is the big story. 100 degrees for a high, 80 degrees for a low. Still no precipitation. We don't really have any chances of any rain coming in till at least Friday. Yeah, just check on everybody tomorrow. It's going to be a hot one.
All righty. Yeah, yes, absolutely. Be sure to look out for people there because mm-hmm. the weather is unbelievable.
Yes.
All righty. So carrying on with some pop culture notes here. Jake, you're musically inclined, and I don't know for certain how to say this guy's last name, so I'm going to let you take story number three here.
Rocker Sammy Hagar says that Aerosmith's decision to stop touring is a horrible thing. At the same time, he told a crowd during a show in Michigan Friday that the decision made by his longtime friend and Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler to call it quits was an honorable one. Tyler suffered a vocal cord injury and fractured larynx last September, and the band says recovery is not possible. As a tribute, Hagar performed the Beatles song Helter Skelter, which both Aerosmith and Hagar's former band Montrose played when they performed on the same bill for the first time ever in 1974. Yeah, Sammy Hagar, you know, Van Halen,
yeah,
you know. All yeah. that.
And that's the thing. I've heard the guy. I'll play like a song or two of his on our song bank, and I'm like, how do you say that? Is it Hagar, Hagger? Anyways,
we're thinking of Merle Haggard.
Yeah, I guess so.
Much different.
Looking at some wacky and weird stories here. A Chicago man is accused of attacking three people with a hatchet at a McDonald's. Jermaine Allen has been charged with three felony counts of attempted murder, aggravated battery with the use of a deadly weapon, and aggravated battery causing great bodily harm, I can imagine. The defendant allegedly entered the fast food restaurant on Sunday and demanded free food. The cashier refused, and Allen pulled out a hatchet and stabbed three employees. One of the victims was taken to the hospital in serious condition. Wow.
Okay. Well, there's a good debate point right there for the what do you call that? The minimum wage? Raging the wage? You know, it's like, okay, well, yeah.
The workplace risk.
I finally got it out. Do you remember the hatchet guy? A woman finds a bottle. Oh, you were telling me about this story yesterday. This is cool. A woman finds a bottle with a message in it while walking along the shore in Ocean City, New Jersey, and it just might set a world record for the oldest message in a bottle ever found. It beats Sting's. The antiquated green corked bottle was found last month by Amy Smith, Smythe Murphy, and was inscribed with the words Bar and Brother Philadelphia, a mid-19th century business. Inside were several items, including a business card belonging to William and John Clem, two brothers who ran a furnishing goods company in Philadelphia until 1881, and a note referencing the late 19th century Atlantic City yacht called Neptune. Wow. Smythe has sent the bottle to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, with all the references that it has in there, it ought as well be a time capsule at this point.
Yeah.
Alrighty, just about 5 o'clock here. We got WEAR Top of Hour News coming up. When we return, another rundown of everything happening in your world today. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.